Welcome to Money Talk with Tiff, a podcast where we discuss everything money, from tips and tricks to current events. Follow me on my journey to become debt-free and meet other cool people along the way. I am your host, Tiffany Grant. Now let's talk money. Recently, my oldest son needed to get braces. So in case you didn't know, I'm a single mom with two boys, 10 and 5 now, and my 10-year-old needed to get braces. So, of course, this was not in any type of budget that I could plan for. And so when the orthodontist said, and by the way, this is going to cost $5,000, I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, how am I going to make this work? So I told them to give me quotes and give me quotes with all of the different payment options available. So if they do a cash discount, give me a quote with that. If they do a discount, if I use a debit card, give me a quote for that. So that way I can see all my options laid out. So I learned from looking at my options that they did a discount, a pretty significant discount. It was about $500 off if I was to pay cash. So I'm thinking, I don't know if I have $5,000 in cash. Actually, I know I don't have $5,000 in cash, but how can I make this work so I can capitalize on the discounts and the deals that they're trying to give me? So I did some research with my job's benefits. Because I don't know if you've listened to the first episode, you know, I have a background in HR. So I'm all for utilizing and optimizing work benefits because they're a really good deal if you know how to use them. So I looked at my job benefits and I realized that I opted into the FSA, the flexible spending account, and I was funding it to the max, which I believe this year's a little over 2,000, maybe it's like 2,100, 2,300. Anyway, don't quote me on that, but it's around that amount. So I was like, okay, so if I do pay for this orthodontics bill, I can get reimbursed from the insurance that I'm already, well, from the FSA that I'm already paying for. So that'll help. We didn't have orthodontia insurance through my job. So I'm like, well, that's not going to help. and actually, that's typical when it comes to job benefits. It's very rare to have a plan that covers orthodontia because it's just so expensive. So anyway, so I saw that that was an option. I'll get reimbursed at least almost half of it just using my FSA benefits. So I'm like, okay, how can I get cash? So I went to my local bank, my credit union, and I have a credit card with them. And I did a cash advance for the $5,000. So I went to the bank, got the cash advance from my credit card, which is a really pretty low interest rate in compared to other credit cards out there, which is why I love credit unions. But that's another episode for another day. So I was able to get the $5,000 in cash at about 10% interest, which I'm like, that's not that big of a deal because I knew that I was going to pay it off pretty quick. So I got the $5,000, took my son, got the braces. So they knocked off, you know, the $500 and we got it done. So then I turned around and whatever was left over, I went ahead and put that money back on the credit card. So that way, so this is where discipline comes into play because I could have just said, oh, well, I've already taken the money out. I might as well just use it all. But I'm like, no, I have this money out for a purpose. And once that purpose is fulfilled, I'm putting the excess back to where I got it from. So I put it back on the card so that way it knocked the balance already like that. Then I took the receipt, same day, mind you, I took the receipt that they gave me and I uploaded it to the FSA website, the flexible spending account website, so they can go ahead and start, you know, processing my reimbursement, which they did. Then at that time, I was down to about $1,800. So I went from $5,000 to now only having to pay $1,800. And I'm happy to report that that balance is about to be done. So there's always ways to work around big expenses. You just have to be creative. And once you, and it's all about awareness. Everything goes back to awareness. Once you're aware of your options, you're aware of your benefits, you're aware of how your money's flowing, you can make better financial decisions. So that's just how I got through a huge expense, unforeseen expense, and made it work with my budget. So I just say that to give you encouragement. Like if you get hit with a big car fee, maintenance fee, or, you know, house repair or whatever, braces, just make sure you know all of your options before you jump in. Because once you know your options, you can make a better decision. So that's all I have for today. I kept it short and sweet, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Money Talk with Tiff podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to moneytalkwitht.com. And while you're there, why not sign up for our newsletter so you'll never miss an episode? Talk to you soon.